Hello and welcome, everybody. Today, guess what? This is crazy news. You ready? Hollywood is becoming all AI. Oh no. I thought they signed that thingy that was saying that they can't use AI, but all right. So OpenAI is pitching Sora to Hollywood. If you didn't know, Sora is OpenAI's big video model that makes videos. The AI company is scheduled to meet with a number of studios, talent agencies, and media executives in Los Angeles next week to discuss partnerships. All right, so this is exciting, right? It's exciting, but it's also kind of confusing, right? Because I thought they signed that deal that said they can't use it, but now thinking about it, that might just be for writing the movies, not for scenes in the movies. But yeah, if this happens, right?
It's gonna help a lot with CGI.
Yeah, that could, especially with CGI. Also, like cartoons, I think it would be real easy with like cartoons, right? Phineas and Ferb, boom, we need a scene, boom, there you go, Sora on it, right? Because you don't need to make real people. That can be difficult. So yeah, we'll keep you updated with what happens with this. I would suspect definitely not all the studios are going to be on board with this. If this is going to help save them money, maybe that's going to try to, like, you know, bring them towards it. Maybe it's going to save them time. I mean, think about if, like, these studios start adopting this, you know? Like, think about how quick movies could come out. Think about how easy and cost-efficient. I think it could be big. So we'll see. We'll see how this goes. But, yeah, we'll keep you updated. All right, here's our intro. By the way, I slowed down the transition time because one of our viewers said that it was giving him a headache. So you might notice it's a little slower. I don't even look. Like, I haven't even noticed. Yeah, I noticed that it's slower now, but I don't care. I think it's nice. You guys comment and tell me what you think. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. So yeah, welcome everyone to Freaky Friday, where we get... No, that's not right. To Crazy Friday. No, I think Freaky Friday is like a movie, isn't it? I don't know. All right, anyway, Friday's episodes normally get wild. That's why we call it Freaky Friday. Guys, we met a senator today. How cool was that, Sam?
She's nice. I like her.
Yeah, she is nice. Yeah, we met her ninth period. I got out of ninth period to meet the senator, but she took like half an hour to get there. So I was just out for half an hour. All right. So let's see. First speedrun topic. Threads is adding live scores for sports games, starting with the NBA basketball. Sam, weren't you? No, you weren't at a.
Why'd you say NBA?
NBA. NBA. NBA.
NBA.
NBA. I feel like we were talking about basketball today. Weren't we? I don't know. I know you.
I had an orange ball.
No, that wasn't it. Anyway, I think we were, but I can't remember for what. Anyway, you used to play basketball, Sam. Remember back to those days?
I was so good.
Yeah, I bet you were. all right. So, yeah. So, Threads is still bad. So, they're trying to come up with features to make them less bad. This is one of them. Maybe it will work out. Maybe it won't. We'll have to see. Fitbit users soon won't be able to download third-party apps or clock faces in the EU. That's weird, okay? This is just real weird, especially because it's the EU. I thought the EU was adding all these laws, right, to make it so people could download third-party things. There weren't monopolies. But now those users won't be able to just in the EU, which is weird. And we kind of have something to go along with this, though it is separate, but it relates. Yeah, that is strange. I haven't used a Fitbit in years, though, so it doesn't really affect me. Just buy an Apple Watch. Your problems will be solved. All right, let's see what the other one is. So, the U.S. Department of Justice accused Apple of operating an illegal monopoly in the smartphone market. It's a expansive new antitrust lawsuit that seeks to upend many of the ways Apple locks down iPhones. Sam, do you know what this means?
No.
Oh. We're going to be more like the EU, Sam. That's what it means.
Let's go.
Yay. I told you all months ago that we got to be more like the EU, and look what the US is doing. We're being more like the EU, and I'm all for it.
Wow.
God, that's going to get clipped. That's
going to get clipped so much.
There you go. When I'm like president of the United States one day, no, I would never do that. But someone's going to be like, remember when Andrew Weir said that he wants the U.S. to be more like the EU? I'd be like, oh, God, okay. Clip that. There you go. All right. Spotify desktop has a new mini player. Whoa, that's crazy. I've been using Spotify recently, though I don't listen to music. It's for podcasts. My favorite podcast, T-Sarp. Whoa. I'm not going to plug any others. That would be stupid. No, just watch T-Sarp. Though Spotify isn't updated. It doesn't have our most recent episodes. Hey, Sam, you want to do something for a few hours tomorrow? Just upload all our episodes. You know how much of a pain it is? It's so outdated, and I just don't feel like updating it because it's so annoying.
Just get like magic loops to do it.
What is
it? Get magic loops to do it.
I tried, Sam, and it doesn't work. Yeah, I gotta get some AI to figure out how to do this for me, because it's so annoying. Okay, so apparently we got some news in chat. Apparently Kung Fu Panda 4 uses AI voices. Whoa, that's crazy. That's not Sora, though. That's another
AI. Wait, Mr. Beast is in that, right?
Mr. Beast?
Yeah, isn't Mr. Beast in that?
You know, my audio's a little delayed. Like, if it sounds weird on, like, the viewer end, it's because Sam, I could tell he's speaking, but then it's like, whoa. What?
Mr. Beast is in Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah, see, that was... I could notice the delay there. All right, interesting. I know Jack Black plays, what's his name? Kung Fu. That guy. So, you know what's interesting? On Discord, it's saying that I'm streaming. Hollywood is becoming all AI. But, like, it never done that before. That's just today. Which is good, free advertising.
Yes, it has.
Not for me, though.
It's done that before.
Not for me.
Ah. Now we have more, by the way.
What? What?
Yeah, more if you.
Oh, more topics that you want me to get to. Okay. Yes. Shares of Reddit. Oh yeah, I knew this. I wanted to say this, but I didn't. Then quickly sort. Is this today or yesterday? Because they IPO'd yesterday.
This is yesterday's.
Yesterday's news.
Yeah. If we didn't do
yesterday. Oh, okay.
So.
Shares of Reddit opened yesterday at nearly $47 per share, then quickly soared to around $55 per share, up about 60% in heavy volume from its IPO price of $34 per share. All right, Sam, I'm going to walk you through this. Okay, that was a lot of words, Sammy.
Okay. Okay. I got this.
So Reddit, you know what Reddit is?
Yes.
Okay. They did what's called an IPO. Okay, do you know what that is?
Independent.
No.
Platforming.
No.
Creation.
No. There's no platforming. I know you want to relate everything to Scratch platformers, but you can't do that on this one, Sam. Okay, I'll give you the first one. Initial.
Initial. Product.
No. Okay, try again.
public.
Yes. Good. Initial public.
Opening.
Close. I knew you were going to say opening. Close. Okay, it's an ing. What?
Oh. Go. Oppression.
No, God, no. Okay. try again, Sam. Try again.
What's an O word?
Okay.
Initial
public offering, Sam. Initial public offering. Okay. So basically, they said a few days ago, they said, you want to buy Reddit? You could buy it for $34 per share. Okay. But yesterday, it opened, okay, for trading. Okay. Mm-hmm. And people that had bought the IPO, right, for $34 per share instantly made a ton of money. Okay, because it went to $47 per share. Imagine if you had, right? Imagine you had 1,000 shares, Sam. Okay, you know how much money that would be?
3,400.
No, I mean, No. Yes, correct. Well, not 3,400. Close. Wait, hold on.
It started at 34.
Oh, wait, hold on. I did bad math there. I don't know what happened there.
What is that, 34?
I was calculating, not that I don't know it, because I'm going to have to do other calculations. Okay, 34,000, Sam. Okay, 34,000. You had 1,000 shares for $34 per share. Okay, $34,000. So you invest $34,000. Do you know?
Wait. 34 times 1,000. Oh.
Yeah. All right. So now, right? Say it opens. Boom, it opens. Okay? How much money do you have once it opens?
None, because I invested all of it.
No. Invested, Sam. Oh. Invested.
34,000.
No. Okay, you have $47 per share. Yes, because it opened at 47.
It was that quick?
Yes, I know. That's why this is impressive. Within minutes, it changed from from $34 to $47. Okay, you could have made over $10,000. Okay, if you invested $34,000, you would have had $10,000 5 minutes. Boom, crazy. Yeah. Then it soared even higher. It went to $55,000 by the end of the day. Let's go check where it is now. I'm not sure exactly. I didn't look. So we'll figure it out together. A little field trip to tradingview.com. Oh, it's lower now. It's at 46,000. Maybe I got to buy in, Sam. Maybe I got to buy in.
You should buy in.
All right. The Surface Pro 10 for business and the Surface Laptop 6 for business both support a devoted Copilot key wedged between the Alt key and Arrow keys. I would actually use that a lot, to be honest. That's actually pretty cool.
And I finally got Copilot on my taskbar.
How has that taken you so long? Oh God, guys, look at Discord. I'm somehow showing my Discord screen. That's not right, but okay. Destroy all penguins. What? No, don't destroy any penguins. It's in the bottom here. If you can't see it, it's right here, guys. It's right there. That's the Copilot pun.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everyone. Google is starting to roll out AI answers in search results, even if you haven't opted in. What? That's crazy. Meta is gearing up to allow WhatsApp and Messenger to send and receive messages from other services. I think we might have talked about that one already, but that's also interesting.
We talked about them having to do it, but they haven't yet.
Gotcha. All right. Apple released new updates for iOS, iPadOS, and VisionOS, but what are they for? Small point updates were released this afternoon, running three different operating systems, for iPads running three different operating systems, 9.9, or iPhones, 16.7, and 17.4, as well as the Vision Pro headset, but there's very little information on what's changed. It's probably they did something stupid and now they gotta fix it. That's what I assume. But all right, it's good. Updates are good, guys.
What does Apple not do something stupid?
Hold on, Sam. Who are you, Liam?
I feel like...
That idiot? Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
I don't know why I keep picking on Liam. It's just really funny to do so. Poor Liam. All right. When you're not on, Sam, I'll pick on you, you know, just to get back. And then I'll leave one day,
oh,
right?
Because, no,
you know, I'm doing something cool.
No.
What?
But you only pick on me when I'm on. So.
Oh, you idiot. I'm kidding, everyone. You gotta know when I'm kidding. All right.
He's not kidding.
I'm kidding. What are you doing? Oh, we forgot to do today's tech history. Why didn't you remind me, Sam?
Oh, I didn't?
You meanie. How dare you? Oh. Also, we've
today's
already
Friday.
Played
I'm
that
tired.
Game, just so you know. On this day in 1993, Intel introduced the first Pentium microprocessor. Whoa. Crazy. I had a Pentium. You need information. Pentium. You know what processor do you have, Sam?
How do I figure that out?
Okay. How do you not know? Okay. This is where we gotta start.
There's a sticker on my laptop that says Intel Core 7.
Core what?
Wait, no. Core i7.
Core i7. You're
Core i7.
Is that just me, or does everyone here say I'm glitching? I don't know. Anyway, Core i7. Okay, so you have a Core i7. That's fine. Yeah, so you have a Core i7. That's good. I have a Core i5. People might be like, what? But no, it's just because I could have bought an i7, but the i5 was going to be better, so I just bought it. Okay, so it goes, so here are the rankings. You ready? i9 is normally the best. Okay, then i7, then i5, then i3. That can change depending on other factors, right? There are i9s that aren't great, and there are i9s that are really great. Same for i7, same for i5, and i3. Okay, but before there was any of those, there was the Pentium. Okay, and the Pentium was great for its time, fantastic. It was like, whoa, but it's horrible now. Okay, I still have
a
laptop.
Was it like a Pentagon?
No. I still have a laptop with a Pentium in it. Horrible. slow as can be. You know what else? Actually, my dad had one just a few years ago, and I was making fun of him because I was like, who still has a Pentium? But also, I believe there was Celeron was the other one, but Celeron.
Celerap?
Celeron. It was even worse than the Pentium, but I believe it was specifically for laptops. Yeah, let's see. Is Intel Celeron good? Celeron processors offer good value for their money as they're based on 4 Pentium cores. Whoa! But with less cash. That's crazy. Alright, there you go. That's all your news for today. But we still have a game to play. Sam, did you find a new one?
We don't have any other ones.
Oh, okay. Then I have some. Hold
We're
on.
We're out.
I'm gonna. No, you're never out of games when you're Andrew Weir. Oh, by the way, the Griftpack server is CSR public enemy number one. Okay? I have a thing against them. I have a big thing against them. Okay? They got angry at me, guys. The Griftpack server got. I have nothing against Griftpack. I wish he came on this podcast. He probably doesn't even know these people that I'm angry at in his server. But yeah, they were very meany to me.
I don't even know if he's in his server.
I don't know if he is. I thought it was the official server. Is it not?
It is.
Okay, then it's got to be.
But not everyone's in the official server. No.
Oh. How do you not be in your own official server? I'm in the TSARP server.
Oh, you might get pinged too much or something, so you just leave.
That's weird.
Oh, wait, no, he's on 9 right now.
Okay, Griftpack, we're going to battle it out. No, Griftpack, love you. You should come on here. I've actually never reached out to him, so unlike Neil, why do I love to pick fights with people on this podcast?
There's a really loud plane outside. I'm sorry if that's picking up.
I kind of hear it, but barely. Okay. All right. No, I wish Griffpack came on this, but I should probably invite him. Because that would work. We literally had a guy on that worked for Scratch. So Griftpack, who just makes Scratch game, has no reasons to not be on here. And that guy we interviewed from Scratch was pretty high up. Okay.
And if you haven't seen that episode, go check it out, guys.
Yeah, go check it out, everyone. It was so good, guys. All right. So the other, what was I saying? Oh yeah, that I hate the Griftpack server. Yeah. I'm against them. Okay, so, I was also finding a game, though I kind of just forgot to do that. I have one somewhere here. Oh, here we go. Yes, okay. I don't know if this is online, though. Oh, Game Jolt. I'll play it on Game Jolt. Okay. Is this it? Play. Good, I think. I think I did it, guys? I think I did it? Yes, here we go. I'm going to message this guy, tell him that we're playing his game. We are playing it live right now! Exclamation mark! Whoa! Okay. Should I do free drive? I don't think I can. Okay, let's just play. Let's just see how this goes.
What's a free drive?
I don't know. This looks very well made. Have to admit. Okay. It's loading. HMG, whoa, copyright. There's copyright on this, Sam. Your games are never that good where it needs a copyright.
No, some of my music is copyrighted.
Oh. No, just but I mean, like, this is copy. They copyrighted this. Like, they did. Okay, edit worlds. Can I just make a new world? Yeah, let's call it TSARP. Submit. World size, let's just go small for now. You know, nothing wrong with that. Sam wouldn't differ. Okay, so I'm breaking this. Okay, I broke it. What? You're welcome, Shorty. Oh, wait, so I...
Wow.
It's Friday, you know? Wild things happen on Fridays.
It's Friday. Do you know what else... I don't know if you're gonna like this. Do you know what else happens on Friday?
What?
Wait, hold on.
I'm just breaking things. I don't really know what the purpose is here, but I'm just breaking them. It's like paper Minecraft, though they're probably gonna be offended that I said that. I'm sorry. Let's dig straight down. Let's do that. What were you gonna say, Sam? I can't hear you. Are you speaking? Sam? Sam, are you there? You're so low. What did you do? Wait, hold on. There you go. What were you doing?
I was eating glass.
You were eating glass?
Not actually.
Wait, that wasn't me making that glass sound?
No.
Oh, I thought that was me in this game. You were eating glass. What? Hold on. Please explain.
I don't want to.
Okay, it's not a choice. Oh, God, the phone's ringing. The phone is ringing, everyone. I'm not sure.
Happy Friday, guys.
Ah, it's calling. Glass eating Friday. That's what you do on Fridays?
There we go.
That was it? Glass eating Friday.
Yes.
Who eats glass on a Friday? I always do it on a Tuesday. Okay, that's my preference, though.
Tuesday, really?
I'm digging straight down. Nothing is entering my inventory. I'm probably just doing something really stupid. Really, really stupid. Though I'm digging down. Okay, the horizon in the background hasn't gone down with me. Okay, I just want everyone to know that. It's just really, it's good. It's real good. Wait. Oh, I've reached. Oh, it's laughing. Oh. It's laughing at me. Oh, I fell. Oh, I'm dead. Oh, I'm back. Okay. So this game's really awesome. I just don't know what the point of it is.
I don't have the link, so can you send it?
No. You get no link. Yeah. Okay, I'll send it just so you can send it in chat so everyone else can play it. It's really cool. I just don't know what to do.
Is there a description?
Yeah, but on TSOB, we don't read descriptions.
I think that's your first problem.
I mean, problem? Built from the ground up to a true successor to Jazzcraft, and the other Hello World game. We're aiming for a full release in September. The game will always be free. The best parts, unlike other HMG titles, these aren't empty promises, all these features. Yeah, I guess it's just really not done yet, is the thing. So, dear fellow, the mana. Okay. I think that's it, guys. I think we played it. Thank you all for watching. And we'll see you Monday. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.